It's 3 o'clock, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Laura Redpath with Jason Hahalia and Ryan Nesbitt. Looking at the weather outside Pearson International, it's a sunny 11 degrees and dropping to a low of minus 1. Now here are the headlines. The late Pope John Paul II may be on his way to sainthood. The Leafs are playing the Penguins tomorrow night, and one billionaire stands to lose his hairdo. Now to our top story. Premier Dalton McGuinty said he doesn't think the departure of one of his MPPs will affect the performance of his government. Sources say that Tim Peterson left the Liberal caucus because McGuinty wouldn't guarantee him a cabinet spot before or after the provincial election. Peterson announced his decision to leave with Conservative leader John Tory and said that he was leaving because the government failed to address the needs of his riding, Mississauga South. Peterson will now sit in an independent and then run for the Progressive Conservatives in the provincial election. Your pet food may be rat poison free, but New York officials have discovered melamine in cat and dog food. Melamine is a chemical that is used to make plastics. It is also used as fertilizer and is imported from China. Cornell University scientists found the chemical in cat's urine. It was found in the kidney of one cat that died after eating Menu Foods pet food. Menu Foods is a Canadian-based company. The Food and Drug Administration received more than 8,000 complaints, and Menu Food has recalled nearly 60 million containers of dog and cat food. It is unknown exactly how many pets have died as a result of this food poisoning. Anecdotal reports, however, hint that the number could be up in the thousands. Toronto police says 6 teenagers were charged with first-degree murder. Omar Wellington was found dead in July of last year. His body was discovered in Flemingdon Park. The male suspects are between the ages of 14 and 17. We are unable to identify them under the Youth Criminal Justice Act. The street furniture competition is on. Three firms are bidding to furnish Toronto. They are Astral Media Outdoor, CBS Outdoor Canada, and Claire Channel Outdoor Canada. They are busy designing litter bins, benches, transit shelters, and newspaper boxes. Astral's Jeremy Kramer has worked with a team on two lines. They are designing a bus shelter as part of the TO Street Smart 100 series. One of the designer luxuries is a solar-powered lighting. A local blood donor clinic had a huge reason to celebrate after finding out they beat their goal of collecting 53 units of blood. In February, a local church collected 64 units. The church is located just west of Morningside and Lawrence Avenue. They partnered up for the first time with the Sickle Cell Association of Ontario. Part of the clinic's goal was to increase awareness about sickle cell anemia, which can affect men and women of all races. Ashley Russell has the report.
Everybody asked me how many people donate 100 pints. There's a man sitting there who's today is his 100.
When was the last time you donated blood? Canadian Blood Services say that less than 4% of Canadians donate. Dottie Nicholas is president of the Sickle Cell Association of Ontario. She says perhaps not enough people know or understand how important it is to donate and how easy it can be. She also says this is where her job comes in.
We serve the community in optimizing health care and advocacy for the sickle cell community. So we think the onus is on us to bring awareness in the sickle cell community.
Denise Blagrove was just dropping her friend off at St. Martin de Porres Church, but ended up donating her blood for the first time. She thinks the location of clinics and getting word out about the lack of blood donors are two of the most important factors in motivating people.
Because I think convenience makes a big difference. I think having the clinics and advertising them is crucial.
Sarah Hayden of Canadian Blood Services says she gets her motivation from the people she meets.
It's also a really great opportunity for me to meet recipients of blood transfusions and hear how touched they are by the fact that people they've never met, people they will never know, saved their life. So it's a really interesting experience in that aspect.
For more information on how and when you can donate, call 1-888-2-DONATE. Ashley Russell, Centennial College Radio News.
In other news, the Roman Catholic Church may declare Pope John Paul II a saint after a nun was inexplicably cured of Parkinson's disease. Sister Marie Simone Pierre said that the miracle took place in June of 2005. She said she heard a voice in the night and woke up the following morning, mysteriously cured. The 46-year-old French nun said that it is up to the church to decide if it is in fact a miracle. And that's the latest with news. Now here's Jason with sports.
Thanks, Laura. Here's what's happening. The Leafs are up against the Penguins tomorrow night at the ACC. This will be one of their crucial games this weekend to gain some much-needed points before the playoffs. They'll also be playing the Rangers in New York on Sunday. Our boys in blue are hard-pressed to secure a position since they're battling it out with Montreal and Tampa, their closest competitors for the coveted playoff spots. They're desperate for wins after losing against the Thrashers last night. In basketball, the Raps are up against the Wizards tonight in Washington. Although Toronto is only half a game ahead of Washington in the Eastern Conference standings, after tonight's game, the Wizards could edge out the Raps. Toronto is fighting to gain home court advantage in their playoff round. This is despite starting forward Andrea Bargnani still recovering from his appendectomy last week. Over a dozen 16-year-olds are getting sweaty under the sun this March break, but instead of bathing suits and flip-flops, they're suited up in polyester baseball pants, t-shirts, and cleats. Jonathan Brown reports.
And they're off. 17 elite ball players from Ontario are traveling to Fort Lauderdale this March break to practice and play under the sun. The 16-year-olds are traveling as part of the Team Toronto baseball program, and this trip caps off a 10-week winter workout program. The journey has become an annual event for elite baseball teams, but being only 16, this is the group's first time. Pitcher Brian Presnell is excited.
I've been wanting to do this for the longest time. I'm telling you, this March break is going to be huge, man.
Team Toronto will get only 2 days off over the trip. 6 days will consist of intense practices, with 2 days scheduled for games. The trip costs $2,000 a player and includes airfare and accommodations. Head coach Jack Brown emphasizes the experience his players are gaining.
Absolutely. It helps the bonding, the relationships. It gives them an intense period of time to spend under the scrutiny of their coaches.
Jonathan Brown reporting for Centennial College News.
In cricket news, England and Ireland met today for the second time in 160 years at the Cricket World Cup. The match is taking place as we speak in Guyana. England decided to bat after winning the toss. England was out after 50 overs with a score of 266 for 7 wickets. England's player Paul Collingwood made 90 runs with 8 fours and 3 sixes. Ireland is now batting to catch up with England. The Irish team needs a score of 267 to win. In local sports news, Toronto is opening up its first large-scale basketball facility today. The 42,000-square-foot hoop dome houses 4 full-sized courts and 3 smaller caged courts. Located near the Jane and Finch area, the courts are meant to be used by all types of amateurs and will be open 365 days a year. That's all from the world of sports. Stay with us after the break when Ryan will have all the buzz from Hollywood.
Good evening. You are probably expecting me to say that my name is Count Dracula and that I am a vampire. Do you know what makes a vampire? Do you really? It is not the hair, bah, greasy kid stuff. It's not the cape, made from your sister's side of Melchid. No, it's the fangs that make the vampire. Now you too can have the fangs. Dress up for parties. Frighten the trick-or-treaters on Halloween. These plastic marvels fit over your regular teeth. But once there, you'll be the hit of the party. Amaze and delight your girlfriend, it is so much fun. I know, so send for your fangs today. Send $2.98 to Fang, box 1001, Central City, Tennessee. Or dial toll-free 800-DRA-CULA. Order before midnight tonight. That's an order.
Welcome back, and hello, everyone. Real estate mogul Donald Trump and World Wrestling Entertainment chairman Vince McMahon will each wager their hair on the outcome of a wrestling match at WrestleMania 23 this Sunday. Each man will be represented by a wrestler, and the losing billionaire will have to shave his head. Trump will be represented by 275-pound Bobby Lashley, the Extreme Championship Wrestling Champion. In McMahon's corner is the 350-pound Yumuga, a.k.a. the Samoan Bulldozer. Chris Sly, the latest contestant to be voted off American Idol, said he never wanted to win it and even considered quitting 2 weeks ago. He told the Greenville News on Thursday that his goal was only to make it to the top 10, which he did. He said the reason he didn't quit is the paycheck that the top 10 contestants will receive for the American Idol summer tour. What do you get when you take thumping Bollywood beats, bright saris, and some fancy footwork? Canada's largest cultural show, that's what. Mississauga became the new Mumbai this weekend for the second annual South Asian Alliance Dance Competition. Abbas Samji has the story.
It was the second annual South Asian Alliance Culture Show held at the Hershey Center in Mississauga. 1,500 students from 13 universities across Ontario competed to be the province's best dance troupe. Students performed 10-minute dance sequences that mixed everything from Punjabi Bhangra to hip-hop. This year, University of Toronto at Scarborough took home the gold. Priya Agarwal is a fourth-year undergrad at UTSC and one of the choreographers for the campus's SAA dance team. She said that although the team is excited over their victory, it took plenty of hard work to get to the top.
We have a class in October, and we actually start dancing in January. Once reading week hits, we have practice every day, and they can go as late as 4 in the morning.
Agarwal says that the dance experience has been a rewarding one. She says it has taught her more than just a few smooth moves on the stage.
I think it helped me with my leadership skills, my time management skills. Like, different dancers were able to rub off on me in a positive way, make me kind of a better person.
The show was held in collaboration with the Heart and Stroke Foundation to raise awareness about heart disease. A promo for the event reads, "Be the change." The famous words were once said by Mahatma Gandhi. Today, those words continue to encourage and inspire young adults to give back to the community. Abbas Samji, Centennial College Radio.
Prince William's girlfriend has made an official complaint about the paparazzi. Kate Middleton made the complaint to the Press Complaints Commission yesterday. However, it was not in response to Prince William's groping incident. Earlier this week, the prince was seen posing for the camera, with his hand apparently on an 18-year-old Brazilian student's breast. Instead, Middleton's complaint was about her own picture, where she is seen on her way to work with a Starbucks cup in hand. And that's all from me. Now let's send it back to Laura for the wrap.
Thanks, Ryan. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening, and have a great afternoon.